that without Barron, what kind of effect does that have on the running game of the offense?
I mean, losing a guy like Sproles is a big loss, no doubt. He is a class act and an elite player, playmaker. He's proven it over a lot of years, so it'll be a big, big loss.
How big of a role will Wendell Smallwood now have? Because of the three guys left, he seems to have the types of skills that Sproles has a little bit.
There's no doubt Wendell is going to have an increased role. Like you said, he's the guy on – I think all the guys have some third down ability, but Wendell has really – improved in that area. He showed natural aptitude for it early, both from a protection standpoint and from a route running standpoint. I'm not sure you can ever replace 43 in that regard. I mean, he's just a unique player, but feel good about Wendell and him stepping up.
Specifically, you mentioned his protection. It seemed like in the last game, Wendell picked up everything that came his way. How far has he come in that aspect?
He did a great job. There were two or three times in that game where, you know, Spags runs very complicated blitzes. A lot of different looks. Wendell did a particularly good job on several of them. So there's always way, you know, there's still one or two, still maybe one little snafu, but those things can be corrected, and have a lot of confidence in him. I know Carson has a lot of confidence, because as a quarterback, it's important to be standing back there and knowing with everybody moving around that this guy is going to get the right guy. And there's a high degree of confidence in Wendell in that regard.
You spent quality time with Phillip Rivers. What are his strengths and weaknesses?
I mean, Phillip's an elite. In my mind, he is an elite quarterback in this league. He's proven it over a lot of seasons. He can do it all, make all the throws. Great leader, mentally and physically, as tough as they come. He's just an excellent player in every way.
Frank, you guys have converted nearly 50% of your third downs, yet you're on pace for more third and longs than even last year. How do you kind of balance those two things?
Yeah, appreciate you noticing that. What I attribute it to is we have better players this year, and Carson's playing better. We have more playmakers, and Carson, I've told you, we've mentioned this before, that, you know, Coach DeFilippo always tells Carson, hey, just get one for us a game on your feet. Just get one key third down for us a game. He did it again this last week, key third down, scrambled, and I think on that last drive for a key first down, it results in a touchdown later. So Carson's usually getting one for us with his feet, and then our players are making plays, and we're getting the protection, and we're doing well on third and I think we're doing fairly well on third and longer. We still need to stay out of those because it'll catch up to you over time if you don't.
With Jim, was the coaching staff in communication with the analytics department?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part.
In previous stops, was the coaching staff in communication with the analytics department in game?
No. The setup here, I think, is the way it should be. I think the process, the materials, the preparation, the process during the week, the information and the foundation that is within the analytics is top-notch, cutting-edge, up-to-date in every way, and is a great tool and access for coaches to use.
Are you getting that in your headset as well during the course of the game?
Yeah, I'm overhearing, you know, we all overhear the conversations because the guys are up in the booth, so we're all in the headset together. So, but, you know, I mean, it's in the midst of the fire, so there can't be a lot of voices going on. It's the head coach talking to the guys up there asking questions, and then when he wants to ask us our opinion on something, which in those kind of situations doesn't happen a lot because there's not time to, you know, let's take a vote, you know, and it just doesn't happen. You got to make the decision the spur of the moment with the information that's handed to you, and those guys do a great job up top. I think the dialogue is incredibly appropriate and professional, well communicated, and well prepared the whole week long. And then it's up to the coach's decision what to do with it.
Were there more plays in which Carson, when he gets a snap, holds the ball in the gut of the running back a little more this year? Now, I don't know if they're designed zone replays, but were there more of them this week? And if so, even if Carson doesn't run, what kind of look does that give a defense?
Yeah, there's, you know, when he rides the back a little bit longer, it can be for a couple reasons, you know, as everyone knows, so you're not divulging information. I mean, you're either holding it longer to read a defensive end to see if you're going to run it, you know, on a quarterback read, or sometimes you're holding it a little bit longer because it's an RPO and there's a pass involved, and you need a split second longer to see if that's going to open up, see how whichever the player is that you're designated to read on that particular play on what is his reaction and movement. And so it's not a thing that everybody can do. Carson's mind works so fast, and then he's so athletic and can deliver the ball on all kinds of angles. So even if he's riding it a little bit longer, Carson's the kind of quarterback that doesn't have to be in perfect posture to make a good throw. Very athletic, can get it out quick. So that means he can afford to ride it a little bit longer, just create a little bit of seed of doubt in the defense for a split second longer.
Wendell said that Carson got you guys in a lot of good run looks this last game. Can you just explain what kind of freedom he has and what you've seen from him in that area?
Yeah, we give him a lot of freedom. It's not unlimited freedom. You know, he's still, although he's very smart, that's always the give and take. He has the aptitude to have as much freedom as you want. We've said that all along. That's one of the reasons why he's in this building. You could tell that from being around him. He was in control in college. You could tell that. I mean, so this is nothing new for him to be in control of a game, to understand everything that's going on and what he needs to do to get us in a good position. But there's always still that fine line that you got to play disciplined football. Don't try to do too much, but you still got to do just enough.
What had to happen for your running game to get going this past Sunday?
You know, I mean, I think it was a combination of a lot of things. You know, one, just I think the players and coaches, we just, you know, you get mad. You know, you get mad. We know we have the people to have a good running game. We know it. There was never any doubt. When all the outside chatter is, whatever that is, I can promise you, no doubt from the coaching staff and no doubt from the players, that we have what it takes to have a successful running game. We have the players needed. And sometimes it was a pretty small sample size, so it's just a question of being patient and just keep calling it and keep calling it and give our guys a chance. And, you know, we got off to a good start in the run game, so that certainly helped.
Did you debrief with Jim at any point this week just to kind of go over with him the tendencies of some of the players that you coached previously in San Diego?
Yeah, I talked to him for a little bit. You know, not a whole lot. I mean, I think he's got things rolling over there pretty good. I think he's gone against Phillip a few times before. And that offense. So, obviously, we know Jim is a great coach and really knows how to game plan. I had a short conversation with him.
Is it left guard rotation a model that you like? And ultimately, what do you think Wiz did out there that made him look good?
He did a couple good things. We run a play where he's pulling a couple times. He was good on the edge. His departure angles were good on everything, on all our zone schemes. He was good. Really, he and Chance both really flashed at times. My opinion is all three of these guys that we're talking about are legitimate NFL starters. I've been on teams where I would take any one of these three guys as a starter on my team anytime. So, no one's perfect. There's flaws we're all trying to work through. So I'm excited that we got all three of these guys, and it'll work itself out, I believe.
Jason Kelce.
How does it work itself out?
Hard practice work, working with Coach and Stoutland, and whether it's rotating guys or giving a guy, or picking one guy and say it's your job to lose, or whether we rotate guys, that'll be determined, as we go on during the week. But either way, it can work, whether you just give one guy, hey, we're going to go with one guy this week, or we're going to rotate guys. Either scenario can work. There's still a lot of football left to be played, so plenty of chance for things to work out.
Jason Kelce self-admittedly struggled early last year. Doesn't appear so this year. As a matter of fact, he may be playing some of his best football. What has been the difference?
I think Kelce is, he's playing great. He's really playing well in all phases. It's credit to him, credit to his technique and fundamentals. It's a credit to the guys next to him. I'm sure Kelce would tell you the same thing. He's got some good guys playing next to him, and those guys work together. So, we feel good about the production there, but we think it can even be better. It all needs to be better across the whole front for all of us at every level. That's really our goal. We just are obsessed with getting better that each day.
The quarterback sneaks on short yardage. How much did you work with Carson on that in the offseason?
The keys to success obviously starts up front with those three inside guys, and then with a quarterback who has a knack and strength and toughness to do it. And, you know, if you look back on those plays closely on film, they're kind of fun to watch. You know, normally you think, oh, it's quarterback sneak, just but kind of fun to watch. I mean, there's some good movement, you know, some good movement. Our guard, we got two really powerful guards, you know, and the one when we had Chance in there and Brandon in there, I mean, to watch those two guys, it was impressive. And then Kels is explosive off the ball. So a lot of times it's like in a tug of war, you don't have to win for very long. It's who gets the first blow. And Kelsey's so quick that even though he doesn't weigh 340 pounds like Brandon does, he's so quick off the ball, he can get first blow. And a lot of times in a quarterback sneak, that's all you need to get. And then Carson just had a good knack of getting up in there.
You've been around a while. Who are the best teams and or quarterbacks you've seen execute that over the years?
Everyone knows that, you know, it's certainly been a strength of Brady's. You know, he's obviously been, I think, the prime example guy of doing that. Other than that, I'll be honest with you, not like I happen to have been on teams where we didn't have guys that did that very much. So it's a nice weapon to have because the stats, as you guys know, prove that that is the most effective short yardage play.
Does his size and athleticism help minimize the injury factor with that because he doesn't go as low as a lot of guys because of the strength, because of the size?
I would have to, you know, I would have to believe that his size and strength does play a factor in it, you know, in both being effective at it and protecting him from it. Yes.
Some of the offensive linemen were talking about how the diversity of this run game has really helped you guys do different schemes throughout the course of the game. Just how important has that been, or how important is that on Sunday?
I think it's very important. You know, the goal is to stay one step ahead. So, you know, we go in. It's always the tension is you want to go in with enough ammunition that you can play a game and you can change up schemes. You can go from man schemes to zone schemes, and once they start catching on to something, then you can change it up. But you don't want to have too much in because then you don't get good enough or enough reps during the week on one particular scheme. So it's a fine balance, and I think Coach Stoutland does a particularly great job in helping us as a staff and leading us as a staff on just how we're going to do that each week. And I think that's helpful.
Has there been any common thread in the deep balls Carson hasn't been able to hit?
Yeah, I haven't seen a common thread. You know, when I look over the whole offseason and the way he's thrown the ball the whole offseason, particularly the deep ball and OTAs and training camp, to me he threw it exceedingly well. Not just good. I thought he threw it exceedingly well all through training OTAs and training camp. So, you know, I think it's a small sample size. And when I look back to this last game, we threw it deep three times, and we're successful two out of the three. So that's the way we look at it because we got a 40-yard pass interference call and a 30-yard pass interference call and one incompletion. So we're going to keep throwing it and have a lot of confidence in Carson throwing it and in our guys running it. So,
can you talk about the Chargers and what you see for the defense?
Great. This defense is, you know, we play some really good defenses this year, and this defense is among that category. Their two edge pass rushers as a duo may be as good as we face all year. They're really good. A proven scheme, you know, the scheme that they play, obviously very proven in this league to be a successful scheme, you know, really designed to be a good run-stopping defense, but also has the elements in it in zone coverage. They have a particular unique take on zone coverage and the way they play it, so you have to attack it slightly differently. So it'll be a good challenge for us.
As the kid that's replacing Verrett,
yeah, he's a good player. Verrett is was there when they drafted him, and he's certainly a premier corner. So they're a good secondary. They put a lot, and that is aided by the fact that they get such good pressure on the quarterback.
Thanks.